Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Give in proportion to what you have. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And give according to what you have, not what you don't have. People often ask what amount of money they should give to the Lord. And I like Paul's words here that are incredibly helpful. It's more than likely that the majority of people in the Corinthian church were quite poor, and his intention wasn't to make their lives more difficult. But at the same time, he knew that it was very important that they should give in a way that was both disciplined and thoughtful. And so he encouraged them to give money in proportion to what they had. I was brought up in a family which practiced tithing. 1/10 of my father's income went into a small wooden box in the sideboard in our dining room. What impressed me as a child was that that box seemed to have more money in it than anywhere else in the house. It showed me, from the beginning of my life, how important it was to set aside money for God. I don't believe that giving a tenth of one's income to God is a law, but if you look in the Old Testament, you'll find plenty of references to giving tithes to God. There was more than one tithe, and on top of that, people gave free will offerings. Many people find that giving a tithe is a good basis for their giving. There may be some occasions when it's not possible, and others when one can be considerably more generous. But it's very good to do what Paul says, and regularly give a definite proportion of your income to the Lord. We always need to keep in mind that everything that we have and are has come as a gift from God. As King David prayed when the gifts of the temple were being brought together, all we are ever doing is returning to God what he first gave to us. So we have every reason to bring our gifts generously and eagerly to God. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your incredible generosity to us. Help us to become increasingly generous in our giving. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.